My Generation celebrates rock's greatest hits and the big news and events of this week. All details on the My Generation Facebook page. It's time to catch up.
My Generation, it's me, Dangerous Dave. Now live, Bush and Stone Temple Pilots are touring Australia together under the Southern Stars. That's happening in April next year, 2020. Couldn't be more thrilled to speak with the star of the band Bush. Lead singer Gavin Rossdale joins us right now. How are you, Gavin?
I'm good, mate. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. You're in Seattle, Washington right now. Are you doing some shows there with Live at the moment, or are you there for pleasure?
Yeah, we play tonight. Yeah,
oh, wow.
We played last night in Portland, and showtime in a few hours.
What's the preparation before you get on stage? What do you do now? You just talk to dopey radio DJs, or what happens?
Well, got to get there, but it's really about sort of warming up, really, and just getting ready, do a meet and greet, and warm up the voice, the body, the soul, the spirit, the lungs, you know, the stomach, everything, you know.
Sure.
So it gets prepped, primed, ready, just to unleash our fury on stage.
That's awesome. And you're doing these shows with Live at the moment across North America as well, is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. Did you cross paths in the early days with that band? Were you sort of, you know, because you, I guess, almost releasing records at the same time?
Yeah, of course. We saw them a lot. So, you know, it's nice to, it's all good to be out there with them again, and, you know, we're just getting on with it. It's cool. It's good people. Like, we had a great time with STP when we went out with them, and the Cult. And so it's just a bit of a laugh, and we're going to have an amazing time through the summer in Australia. Can't wait.
Bush, Live and Stone Temple Pilots are all celebrating the 25th anniversary of their respective breakthrough albums, 16 Stone, Throwing Copper and Purple, by headlining Under the Southern Stars, which is a giant rock festival happening in April 2020. Bush frontman Gavin Rossdale joins us. Now, Gavin, do you remember the first time you toured here?
Yeah, I mean, well, obviously Soundwave.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
Soundwave was a really great time, and we did the side shows. They're incredible. I'm just like, we've got to go back there. Let's go back there. And that was, of course, like 4 years ago or something. So it's just hard to get back there, but I love it down there, and it's a perfect time of year to come, you know. Always have a, you know, it's just a good spirit. What I like about coming to Australia is that the standard of live bands, live music, is really high. So when you cross it and you give people what they like and what they're, you know, accustomed to, like good quality, it really makes for amazing shows. We had massive shows there, so I just love coming where we haven't been for a while, and I'm thrilled to be coming there. And to come down there with Live and STP, it's just a laugh, you know, and just I think it's really good for everyone. You get a slice of all those bands, all of us, and all those songs, and It's just going to be great, you know? So it's a win-win for everyone.
This is My Generation. It's Dangerous Dave here with our special guest, Gavin Rossdale from Bush, on a triple bill with Live and Stone Temple Pilots. Rose Tattoo are also playing. They're touring Australia under the Southern Stars in April. You want some info? All the details are on the My Generation Facebook page. Now, I saw this on Instagram, Gavin. Do you take your dog on tour when you can?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
And your kids also come out with you on stage or on tour when they can?
Yeah, they come on tour. They, you know, do everything. And, yeah, for sure, you've got to keep them, you know, right at the forefront of everything.
Do you give your kids jobs when they're on tour with you, you know, out doing some gaffing or a bit of roadie work?
Yeah, well, I have one who cares, and he comes out, he's got his torch, and leads all on stage and all that, and then one who doesn't care at all, and he's on his phone, and the other one who's young and cares and falls asleep, so yeah, I got it all.
That's awesome. Are they musical? Are your boys musical? Do they have the bug?
I don't know if they have the bug. They have certain bugs they like, you know, like Fortnite. They got that, you know, chocolate and ice cream, they got that. So, you know, just regular kids.
Yeah,
you know,
of course.
Try and keep them interested in things, you put things up.
Were you into any Australian bands growing up, like as a young lad in London? Did you own any records from Aussie bands?
Well, In Excess, you know, I always loved In Excess and thought that Michael Hutchence was an amazing, amazing front man and great songs that band had. Nick Cave would be my sort of king of the musicians from Australia, and the Baby Animals, because it was Susie introduced us to me and Nigel to start the band.
Oh, no kidding.
I have a great connection. Yeah.
Oh, wow. So how did you cross paths with her?
Well, Susie just was a really old friend of mine, and she introduced me to Nigel and really helped me out. She was sort of, I was a bit lost, don't know what to do, and she introduced me to this guy, and that was it. So Susie's a great part of the band.
Hey, 16 Stone, it's 25 years since this amazing record. And when this album came out, there was a real change in the music scene, wasn't there, Gavin? And, I mean, you played CBGBs in New York right at the start and kind of from then on just, like, exploded. Do you remember those early days? What was that like?
Well, it was just wild that, you know, you go from years of obscurity and just working and just keep going for it no matter what's happening. And then it all came right, and it just felt like exciting because it was as if we'd been preparing for this forever.
Yeah.
You know, certainly I had. You know, I felt really at the center of where I should be, and somehow we've managed to keep it going. You know, and through thick and thin, and you know, obviously you have like bigger records and other records and all that. But you know, just to be in a situation where we can play to all the people we do. Just blows me away, and you know, every night, you know, there's 10,000 people tonight,
yeah,
and just here, and you just got to love that, you know, and just, you can't believe it's happening.
So, what can people expect from these shows coming up next year, Gavin? Playing with Stone Temple Pilots and live.
We just bring it every night, you know, really.
Yeah.
And like some nights you get it better than others, but we just bring it, we do our best, and you can't do more than be the best part of yourself you can. And you know, it's a privilege for us to come all the way to Australia and play. Yeah, I've been trying since Soundwave to come back, and
yeah.
It's not easy to get back to play. And I think people sometimes don't understand that bands probably want to come there more than they get the opportunities to.
Of course.
But here we are, we've got the opportunity. I'm going to grab it, and I'll go on stage with my band, and we'll try and just be the you know, electricity we love.
Gavin, an absolute thrill. I know we're all very excited to have you coming here along with Live and Stone Temple Pilots. We really appreciate your chat ahead of your show there in Seattle tonight. Thank you so much for having a chat to us. Really appreciate it.
Mate, thanks for having us. We can't wait. We'll come down.
My Generation. Tune in for Rock's greatest hits and the big news and events of this week. Details on the My Generation Facebook page.